DJ Blitz.
Yep, that's me.
So this week, I thought we would kind of reminisce on our music that we'll be playing this week. Kind of take it back to our middle school hits days.
I'm really excited.
I am too. There are definitely a lot of songs that I listened to that were just amazing. And, oh man, so many memories of just being growing up.
I know. It's crazy to think back, and like those songs are so old now, and when you listen to them, you know every word, right?
Exactly. And just the music back then was just so much better. I don't know. I feel like music's gotten a little kind of not necessarily boring, because obviously we listen to the new music, but I feel like the hits we listen to in middle school are kind of those timeless hits. Like they're never going to get old, and they're just great, great songs.
I know. I totally agree. Especially because, you know, you listen to those songs then. And like, I just remember we had this like whole mix for volleyball practice, and it went through our heads so many times that, you know, you never forget it. And then you're in your car now and you're listening, and and they just come on, and you're just like, man, how do I remember every word to that song?
Honestly, I feel like a little kid again when I listen to these songs. Like, just growing up, I don't know, there's just so many different memories I have.
I know. And then you're just like, man, it's so old, right?
Yeah, it makes me feel a little bit old, even though we're pretty young. I don't know, it just gives me the sense of an old-timer feeling.
Yeah, I totally agree.
So, oh my God, I don't even know where to start.
I don't either.
So, I think we'll have Blitz.
Of course, give me the first song.
Ladies first.
So, the first song I'm going to be playing is by T.I., and it's called Whatever You Like, and I'll give more of an explanation on T.I., because that's who it's by, after the song. So, this is T.I., Whatever You Like. Enjoy.
Hey, Jill. You know them old sugar daddy. They be tricking, they tell them girls.
I said you can have whatever you like. If you like. I said you can have whatever you like. If you like. Yeah, yeah. Stacks on deck, Patron on ice. And we can pop bottles all night. Baby, you can have whatever you like. If you like. I said you can have whatever you like. If you like. Yeah, yeah. Baby, I can treat you so special, so nice. Yeah. Pick up the telephone, you know it ain't nothing to drop a couple stacks on you. Wanted you can get it, my dear. $5 million home drop business, I swear. Yeah, I want your body, need your body. Long as you got me, you won't need nobody. You want it, I got it, go get it, I buy. Tell the mother pro joker, be quiet. Stacks on deck, Patron on ice. If he can pop bottles on. Tropics, everybody know it ain't tricking if you got it. And you ain't never ever gotta go in your wallet. Long as I got rubber band banks in my pocket. 5-6 rides with rims and a body kick. You ain't gotta downgrade, you can get what I get. My chick can have what she want. And go and let it stone for any bag she want. I know you ain't never had a man like that to buy you anything your heart desire like that. Stacks on deck, Patron on ice. And we can pop bottles all night. Baby, you can have whatever you like. I said you can have whatever you like. Yeah, yeah. Baby, I can treat you so special, so nice. Yeah, so you jet for you tonight. And baby, you can go wherever you like. I said you can go wherever you like. Yeah, I'm talking big boy rides and big boy ice. Let me put this
best big boy in your life. Girl, you smell so fresh and look so nice. Let me put this big boy in your life. That's right. I want your body, need your body. Long as you got me, you won't need nobody. You want it, I got it. Go get it, I buy it. Tell the mother bro, Joker, be quiet. Stacks on deck, Patron on ice. And we can pop bottles all night. Baby, you can have whatever you like. I said you can have whatever you like. Yeah, baby, I can treat you so special, so nice. Yeah, so the jet for you tonight. And baby, you can go wherever you like. I said you can go wherever you like. Yeah.
Hey, Jill.
And that was Whatever You Like by T.I. And both Josh and I, or Smooth and I, were dancing around the studio during that song. What do you think of that song?
That song's great. Oh, my God. That T.I. back in middle school was the man. Him and a couple other artists, definitely. But T.I. is up there. Oh, my God. So many great songs. God. This is bringing back so many memories.
I know, like, for me as well.
Yeah, not going to lie. Because this is, I mean, this was back when music was hood back then, you know.
Hood.
Atlanta,
it was hood.
Atlanta and all those places in the United States were definitely up there, like, oh my God, it's just I have memories of, I used to wear baggy clothes and just be, I was a hood dude.
You were a hood rat.
I was a hood rat.
What's funny about this song is that it came out when I was going into my freshman year of school, and it was at the very end of my eighth grade year that song came out. And I just remember when I first heard it, I was like, eh. And then I started listening to it more, and then we actually did like rallies with that song, and then like the whole school would start dancing. And it was just, I mean, you just look back on those times and you're just like, man, that was fun.
Oh my God, I just, yeah, I'm kind of mind blown. But yeah, that song, as well as a song with Rihanna, Live Your Life, that definitely sums up T.I. for me. And Rubber Band Man.
Rubber Band Man? Never heard that one.
I'm not even going to try and rap it. I can't do it like T.I. But yeah, this is when he started becoming prominent. Like when he started really going out there, you know, like in middle school. I remember this song. I feel like this song is one of the main songs that really just took his career off as a rapper, and just really propelled his career. And now he even has his own show now, T.I. Family Hustle. I don't know if you've seen it, Blitz. Mm-mm. But it's
Family Hustle. Is it just his family?
It's just him and his family just kind of just going through everyday life and just the kind of stuff that they do and have fun with.
That's cool.
It's actually a really cool show.
So just a little bit about T.I. His real name's Clifford Joseph Harris Jr., and he was born September 25th, 1980. His better known show name is T.I. His nickname, Tip, and his alter ego, T.I.P., is American rapper, record producer, actor, and entrepreneur from Bankhead, Atlanta, Georgia. So like you were saying, Atlanta, so that's where kind of like all the artists started becoming pretty popular,
like,
right?
Like I said, yeah. First of all, let's note his name is Clifford. I think that's quite funny.
Clifford.
For someone that
Clifford,
was trying
big
to
red dog.
make it in the business, just, I don't know, Clifford's a funny name.
I feel bad for him growing up, his name being Clifford.
I mean, I'm sure he used Tip or something, but yeah, that's
Tip when
fun.
You're in kindergarten using Tip. Hey. Yeah, what's up? My name's Tip.
Yeah. But yeah, and he's actually starting to establish himself well as an actor. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's actually a really good actor. I didn't think he'd be a good actor, but yeah.
Yeah, he's I've seen him in a few movies. I think he's coming out in this new movie. I'm not gonna say what, because I found it out from a friend of mine that is producing something, so I'm not going to say what it is. But T.I. was released 8 studio albums, and the most recent 7 being highly successful on the commercial market. He has won 3 Grammy Awards during his career, and he released successful singles such as Bring 'Em Out, What You Know, Big Blank Poppin'.
Ooh, Poppin'. I remember that song.
Yeah, that's why I said blank, because, oh. because it's not a word that we can say on here. But he began to gain prominence in the 2003's trap music, and also appearing on Destiny's Child top 10 single Soldier, and with Lil Wayne in 2004. So, you know, he's been kind of everywhere.
Yeah. I think the whole trap music, like, he really embodied that, because he was just so, I would say he was kind of, in my eyes, he was the face of that whole trap, because his sound was different than everybody's. It had like a, it was obviously hood, but it had like a twist on it that just made it real personalized, and he just really embraced that and made it his own. And I think that's what made him so famous, and I mean still has success till this day. So I mean, yeah, great artist.
Mm-hmm, definitely. And yeah, so that was my first song. And you know, I have like an issue with the law like a few times.
Multiple times, actually. Yeah. He's just noted for getting in trouble. But I was watching a Behind the Musics on him and on MTV, and they were just talking about that whole thing. And he actually got shot up one time, and one of his dear friends got killed.
Oh, that's
and,
so sad.
Yeah, he started getting these death threats saying that they were going to kill him too. And this was in part the reason why he went to jail the first time. He obviously, I mean, you get a death threat, you know, and you're thinking of all these ideas of how am I going to protect myself, my family, like what if I get hurt and they go for my family, you know, just anything a normal father would think.
Mm-hmm.
And he just thought first thing, and I think, I mean, most people definitely in that lifestyle, you know, that whole hood thing, mm-hmm. they think, what am I gonna do to protect myself? Obviously a firearm, you know. And he just started buying all these firearms, and that's ultimately what got him in trouble with the law. He got pulled over, and
he had possession of
obviously with other things, including drugs and stuff. He also had illegal firearms that weren't registered, and he just had them illegally, and that's what made him go to jail. And they actually made a whole bit on a sort of documentary on that, kind of, and just him kind of expressing himself and trying to explain himself to the people, and you know, that whole thing that happened. And I mean, I think, I personally don't think he has made mistakes, but he has recovered from them and has tried to show people through these shows that he's made, you know, these documentaries and these shows. And I think that's why he did this show that's out now, the T.I. Family Hustle, to kind of show people that he is not a bad guy. He has made...
And people make mistakes, and you just got to forgive and put it away and look in the future.
Exactly. And that's what he's trying to, I feel, it show people. Because, I mean, watching this show has really changed my perspective on him. I thought he was, you know, that hood guy, but he's definitely not. He has a softer side to him, and he's actually a really good guy, you know. And in this show, he raises his children and he just guides them through life, you know.
His kids are so cute.
Yeah.
They're so cute.
Yeah, I can't lie, they are. But yeah, he just kind of, you know, leads by example to his children. He you know, in these different episodes, he shows life lessons to his kids, whether it be, you know, kind of making them do chores or making them go out. And he does it in a fun way, you know, like he'll go out and take them out to these places that, for example, you know, his kids, he doesn't want his kids to be held back, you know, financially, which is why obviously he does what he does to make money. And for example, there are episodes where his kids want to be in the acting business, you know, for example, and he takes them to an acting lesson to show them that it's not as easy as just, I want to be an actor, I'm going to be an actor kind of thing, you know.
Yeah.
He really takes them out and shows them how difficult it is to be an actor mm-hmm. or these different or kinds
of things.
Or to be a
singer
yeah,
or
exactly.
to be whatever. And, you know, T.I. has been in a relationship with Tiny, which I didn't know it was Tiny.
Yeah.
He's been in a
relationship. She's an interesting person.
Yeah. And the couple married in July 2010 in Miami Beach, Florida. Miami's awesome. Yeah. Have you been to Miami?
I have not been to Miami, but I have been to Florida.
Oh, Miami.
I went to Orlando.
Yeah, I got to go to Miami.
Yeah.
It's really cool. It's really, really cool. But together they have two sons, Clifford King, Joseph Harris III. Jeez, that's really long. And he was born August 25th, 2004. And Major Philant Harris was born May 16th, 2008. And they have a daughter, Leah Moore Harris, that was stillborn, unfortunately, on March 22nd, 2007, 6 months into a complicated pregnancy. So that's unfortunate.
Wow.
And sad. So that's a little bit about him. And then he's still with Tiny.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, they, I think he's got a good thing going. I mean, honestly, this man's really successful. He really instills the family atmosphere within his family while showing other people, you know, what his daily life is like.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's one of those, again, going back to it, he makes mistakes, but he really learns from those mistakes and tries to show people the real man he is, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's really important because when people read in the news that he, you know, he's getting arrested and for possession of, you know, drugs or firearms, illegal firearms, mm-hmm. I think it's good that he kind of, you know, took a step back and just showed people, like, that's not really me. I made a mistake.
Yeah, I mean, he's had an issue with the law several times. It's not just one time. So, I mean, I think that, you know, people do make mistakes and, you know, the whole, you know, I'm going to come and kill you, that gets scary. And, you know, people learn from that and, you know, they learn from their mistakes. And now he's showing everybody, which is great, that he's doing a good job. So.
Definitely.
So what do you got in store for us?
So just want to remind people they're listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. This is Smash Beats Radio. Here with Blitz, I am Smooth. We're continuing on our reminiscent past, listening to all our middle school hits. Anything you want to add?
So crazy.
I know, right?
So weird.
It's actually, I mean, hey, I got a lot to say about my past artists.
We should do like a double show on this because I have so many songs.
We should. I mean, later on in the...
Yeah, we'll do that again.
But, yeah, so my first song, I kind of wanted to do a craze that swept the nation kind of back then, you know. It had a dance. It was a song. Everyone, I swear, listened to this song.
What's the song?
It's a song by Soulja Boy.
Oh, my gosh.
He was kind of... To me, I mean, to a lot of people, I feel like he was a one-hit wonder, but he's still, you know, making music. It's not my
forte,
you know. I wouldn't necessarily go and listen to this music, but hey, he came out with this song. It was incredibly popular, and yeah, so it's called Crank That.
Oh my gosh. And we can all dance to it, so yeah, everybody dance to it wherever you are,
because
we're about to play this.
So Crank That by Soulja Boy. Enjoy it.
Soulja Boy, tell me. Hey, I got this new damn for y'all called a Soulja Boy. Just got a punch, then crank back three times from left to right. Soulja Boy, I'm in it. Oh. Why me crank it? Why me roll? Why me crank that Soulja Boy? That Superman, that all. Oh. Now why me crank that Soulja Boy? Now why me you? Crank that Soulja Boy? Now why me you? Crank that Soulja Boy? Now why me you? Crank that Soulja Boy? Now what? Soulja Boy, I'm in it. Oh. Why me crank it? Why me roll? Why me crank that Soulja Boy? That Superman, that all. Now why me you? Crank that Soulja Boy? 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 Now what? Soulja Boy, I'm in it. Oh. Why me lean that? Why me raw? Superman, that all. Why me crack that Robocop? Super friend, I why me jock? Jocking on them, hate them, man. When I do that Soulja Boy, I lean to the left and crack that thing now. You! I'm jocking on you.
I'm jocking on you.
And if we get the fight, then I'm counting on you. You catch me at your local party, yes, I crack it every day. Haters get mad, cause I got me some bathing, mate. Soulja Boy, I'm in it.
Oh.
Why me crack it? Why me roll?
me crack that soldier boy, that Superman, that oh. Now why me crack that soldier boy?
Now why me you
crack that soldier
boy? Now why me you
crack that soldier
boy? Now why me you
crack that soldier
boy? Now why
soldier boy? I been it.
Oh.
Why me crack it? Why me
roll?
Why me crack that soldier boy, that Superman, that
oh.
Now why me you crack that soldier
boy? Now why me you
crack that soldier
boy? Now why me you
crack that soldier
boy? Now why
me you crack that soldier
boy? Now why
I'm bouncing on my toes?
Why me super soaked?
Yeah.
Oh.
And he gon' crack it up for sure. Haters wanna be me, soldier boy, I'm the man. They be looking at my neck, saying it's doom rubber band, man.
Why me do
why
it?
Do it?
Damn,
leg it to
leg
it.
To it.
No, you can't do it like me, though. So don't do it like me, folk. I seen you try to do it like me, man. That damn was ugly.
Soldier boy,
I
been it.
Oh.
Why me crack it? Why me roll?
Why me crack that soldier boy? That Superman.
Now why me you
crank that soul?
Now why me
you
crank that
soul?
Now why
me you
crank that
soul?
Now why
soldier boy I been it?
Oh.
Why me crank it? Why me
roll?
Why me crank that soldier boy? That Superman that.
Oh.
Now why me crank that soul?
Now why me
you crank that soul?
Now why
me you crank that soul?
Now why
me
you
crank that soul?
Now why
all too fresh I been it?
Oh.
Why me crank it? Why me
roll?
Why me crank that Roosevelt that super soak that?
Oh.
Super soak that.
Oh.
Super soak that.
Oh.
Super soak that.
Oh.
Super soak that.
Oh.
I'm too friend, now why me
do?
Why me show up? Why me
you?
Why me crank that soldier boy? Now Superman.
You.
Superman.
Do it.
Superman.
Do it.
Soldier boy, I been it.
Oh.
Why me crank it? Why me
roll?
Why me crank that soldier boy? That Superman. That.
Oh.
Now why me crank that soldier?
Now why
me
you
crank that soldier?
Now why me
you crank that soldier?
Now why me
you crank that soldier?
Now why me
you crank that soldier?
Now why
soldier boy, I been it.
Oh.
Why me crank it? Why me
roll?
Why me crank that soldier boy? That Superman.
Now. Oh.
Now why me
you
crank that soldier?
Now why me
you crank that soldier?
Now why me
you crank that soldier?
Now why
me
you
crank that soldier?
Now why?
God. I just had so much fun.
We were both dancing to it. We were sitting here in the studio and dancing to it.
Incredible experience.
Anyway. Oh my gosh.
That was Crank That by Soulja Boy. What'd you think, Blix?
Oh my goodness. It just brought back so much stuff. We were both sitting here like reminiscing about all of our times about the song, like that we play this song and why don't you start us off?
Oh, man. Well, honestly, the most fun, the funniest memory I have of this was in middle school for PE. We did dance PE, and we first started out by doing, I think it was square dancing.
Oh,
and I was
God.
Like, what the hell is this? You know, like, I don't square dance. You know? And then
he's not classy.
No, but. Man, and then I just remember me and my friends were like, you know, us being the hood dudes we are.
Hood dudes.
Back then, we just brought it to the teacher, like, can we teach people this song, the dance to this song? And at first, they were a little skeptical, you know, but we had to teach them before we could teach the class. And next thing you know, we're teaching our class how
teaching
to do
teachers.
This dance. And, you know, like, all the... quote unquote Caucasian people were just kind of like they listened to the song and they knew the song, but they didn't really know what was going on. And it was just the funniest thing.
They were like super offbeat.
Yeah. Not just that, but you know, you just saw the most awkward people dancing to this song. It was honestly the greatest thing ever.
So
but
yeah,
oh,
that's yeah. That's what, you had to teach your teachers.
Yeah,
that's
we had
hilarious.
And they were doing it, you know. It's just so much fun.
And you know what's funny is I know that one of your friends from school, was he in your PE class, Johnny?
No, he wasn't.
Oh.
I didn't meet him till later. But
okay.
No, I had. Yeah.
I was gonna say, I can't imagine Johnny doing that.
No, Johnny, I have videos of Johnny doing some pretty ghetto thing.
You guys are like two peas in a pod.
We wore dress, honestly, I could say dress shirts, like our shirts were called tall tees. Honestly, I had shirts that would go to my knees. It was bad. Honestly, it was bad.
I know. Now he's all like snazzy now. Yeah. He's wearing like the silky long sleeves with the vest on and that's tight hilarious. Jeans. And yeah. now he's all like smooth. But, which is smooth.
What did you think? You got any memories of this song? Oh, man.
I have so many. So my best friend growing up, her name was Koo. And we both did hip hop dancing. And she was really, really, really good. And I remember I went to Seattle to visit her when she moved away. And our families went. And we went to go stay with, you know, her family. And we, the whole time we were there, they had this, like, open room. And so the whole time we were there, we were just choreographing, like, all this different, all these different dances to all these different songs. And I remember one of them was this song. And we would perform it for our parents after. And so we did that song. And my mom, I just remember my mom's face and her just like covering her eyes and being like, oh God, what is this? And then another time we were at school and kind of a similar situation, but we were doing another rally. And because that song was so like, funny, like to do the actual dance to the song, we had everybody learn the dance in our class. Well, I mean the people that actually wanted to participate, and we all did the song. And it was, and the teachers were, we did like a dance battle between classes, and we did this song, and it was just so awesome. It was so great.
That is great.
That's yeah, so funny. So this song, I mean, every single time I hear it, my sister and I drop everything we're doing. We go, you.
Honestly, this song just makes me want to dance the song. I mean, the dance to this song is very, and the music video to this is great, man. They just go all out for this video. But so a little bit of background on Soulja Boy. His real name is DeAndre Cortez Way. He originally started with the stage name Soulja Boy Tell 'Em, and then he changed it just simply to Soulja Boy. He released this song in September 2007, and it reached number one on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100. I mean, I'm telling you, the song was a craze that just swept the nation. It was crazy. But the song was initially self-published on the internet, and it later became a number one hit in the United States for 7 non-consecutive weeks, starting in September 2007. And on August 17th, Way was listed as number 18 on the Forbes list of hip-hop cash kings of 2010, earning $7 million that year.
Wow.
I mean, and mostly because of this song. It's just, this song literally just took off. But Soulja Boy has currently released 3 studio albums and 1 independent album. His studio album, SouljaBoyTellHim.com, which was released in 2007, was certified platinum by the RIAA. However, his next 2 albums, I, Soulja Boy, Tell 'Em in 2008 and The DeAndre Way in 2010, did not match the commercial success of his debut. I think having a great reason being because of this song. This song was just the song that just got him to be a big hit. But later, he has later came out with songs called Kiss Me Through the Phone, which also was pretty
that
popular.
That was pretty popular. And, I remember that song too.
Turn My Swag On, which was an interesting song, very catchy as well. And Pretty Boy Swag, which I also
Pretty
listened to.
Pretty Boy Swag.
Hey!
Pretty Boy Swag.
Hilarious. But,
that
song,
oh my God.
Yeah. And the funny thing that this song has so many spinoffs, there were so many different remakes of this song, such as Crank That SpongeBob, Crank That Batman, Superman. Man, this song just
And you know what's funny?
Off.
The one that goes Pretty Boy Swag. When I was playing volleyball, that was like the main thing to say. When we would hit something over, we'd be like Pretty Boy Swag, and then everybody would come into the middle and shake hands. I don't know why we did that, but we did, and it was really funny. I so mean, that just reminded me of that.
Honestly, these kinds of songs just bring back memories of you doing little things that just really, really took this, you know. But really brought life to the song and really personalized it. I mean, like, honestly, for me, there were a lot of songs like this that just, there were little things that I did, such as this dance, you know, and the whole PE thing, mm-hmm. just really personalized and really made just this fun song times. Fun for me. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, that was my first song.
That was a good first song. I was actually, we were battling on who was going to do that song because I was actually going to. And then he's like, fine. I was like, fine, you can do it. So anyways, that was a good one. So it's my turn now.
Yes, ma'am.
So my next song is Shake It by Metro Station. And I want to give a huge shout out to my dad, Kevin, because he's the one that actually took me to this concert. And we listened to five different people play. Three different people play. And it was Metro Station, Fall Out Boy, and Cobra Starship. That was there. And thank you so much for taking me to that concert because I really love this song. So here is Metro Station, Shake It.
Let's drop!
Metro Station, Shake It. Oh man, that was such a good concert. It was a total mosh pit and we were dancing around and it was just super, super awesome. Do you know that song, Smith?
I do. That song, yeah, it's interesting. I have vague memories about the song. I don't know, for some reason I hear myself or hear this song like it was in a dream or something, but I hella remember it.
Yeah, it's a good song. I really like the song. And, so Metro Station is an American pop band that was formed in Los Angeles, actually, by Trace Cyrus and Mason Musso. In late 2006, the band signed a record contract with Columbia Records and Red Ink Records. And they're best known for their top 10 Billboard hit single, Shake It, which is the song I just played, and their self-titled debut album. The group officially disbanded on March 23rd, 2010 through Mason Musso's currently launching a solo career under the name Metro Station. And that's the Metro Station song. So, and also, speaking about Metro Station, in 2006, Mason Musso and Trace Cyrus agreed to meet on the set of Hannah Montana, which stars Mason's brother Mitchell and Trace's sister Miley. So Miley Cyrus's brother is in the band.
I did not know that. That is quite an interesting fact.
Yeah, so sharing the musical interest, they decided to form the band shortly thereafter. Cyrus recruited Blake Healy from Synthetic Joy as a keyboard and synthesist and bassist, and Cyrus remained the singer and the lead guitarist. So I knew that, but when I found out that, I was so surprised that Miley, well, not anymore. Miley is like crazy now, but her brother is in the band, and I had no idea. And I actually went to the concert and found that out after the case. So I didn't know that, which was, it was crazy because they don't look anything alike at all. So I think it might've been from like a previous marriage or something.
Yeah. Like you said, you went to this concert earlier or before.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that concert would have been so much fun, because especially with this song, I feel like it's just one big mosh pit kind of thing, just having fun, just yelling at the top
glow
of your
sticks
lungs.
Like, and like, yeah, yelling, exactly, and just jumping. And it was Fall Out Boy too.
Oh, that's a nice combo right there.
Yeah. So, and then there's just random bands like Hobo Starship. So, anyways, that was that, and it was a really good time. So,
Will, do you want to do a station tag?
I do.
You're listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. This is Smash Beats Radio, here with Blitz and Smooth on our Middle School Hits segment. So for my next song, I thought I would transition to a more upbeat kind of crunk.
Of course.
Song.
Getting crunk with it.
Exactly. And I think this song by this artist completely embodies the whole crunk movement and getting hyphy and just a whole bunch of good times. So many memories with this song. The song is called Snap Your Fingers by Lil Jon.
Snap your fingers and rock with it.
So, yeah, I'll be playing that song and hope you guys enjoy it.
What's happening? What's happening? Hey, hey, it's boy Lil Jon. Lil Jon. Pick your meat, click. Click. What's up, phony?
What's happening?
What's up, Sean Paul?
What's happening?
Hey, now ladies and gentlemen, it's about that time now.
About that time.
Turn this thing on out. Now let me see everybody do this. Hey, let's go.
Snap your fingers, do your step. You can do it all by yourself. Let me see you do it.
Hey,
let me see you do it.
Hey,
snap your fingers, do your step. You can do it all.
Busted in the act, got to hit the club. We've been mobbing all day. Drinking on some rust. Dying on patrol. VIP stats. Strapped with my chrome. Look around the club. What do I say? Everybody rocking side to side to the beat. Snapping eight fingers. Bouncing to the groove. All by themselves. That's the new move. Where I'm from, we like to go dumb. I'm smoking up the game, I'm seeing how it's done. I ain't shorty what they call it, she said the pool palace. Straight from Bankhead, I said you're good at it. Good at what you do, you and your crew. They even got players and thugs doing it too. The more that I drink, the more it's looking smooth. It's nothing to a boss, I can do the too.
Shake two, snap your vitals, but do you still? You can do it all by yourself.
In the build, yeah, we getting crunk. Popping bottles in these getting drunk. Rolling up the kush, put it in the air. I'm throwing up the ease to let them know we in here. Yeah, brand new shoes, brand new tools. Pull out the old school, cause I'm feeling real cool. Yeah, I'm from the A, so I'm leaning and rocking. Snapping my fingers, then reaching for my Glock. Reppin' my block, straight from the dick. When you snap your fingers, shout it, got a jerky neck. Smoking on the best, we on that mess. I bet you can't do it, do it, do it like this. Yeah, I'm back to the track, back to the snap. One, two step, then gotta lean back. Yeah, this is how we do it, in the A time.
And if you ain't know,
this is how it goes down.
Snap your fingers, but do you still? You can do it all.
That was Snap Your Fingers by Lil Jon featuring E-40 and Sean Paul. I didn't really realize that Sean Paul did this song. It was in this song because now he had such a different feel to his music nowadays. Mm-hmm. It's like more reggae type. And the fact that he did like kind of, he did a rap in this song was kind of weird. It threw me off.
I know. That same for me. It was, I didn't know that either.
Really? Right?
Yeah, I didn't know.
Yeah, but anyways, this song honestly was also another big movement. I think I want to say 6th, 7th grade was just, this song was huge. I just remember going to the school dances and just honestly, this song was like, got played 3 times and I personally didn't even care that it got played 3 times. Every time, everyone would just run onto the floor and just go so intense to this song and just dance and just go crazy, and I loved it. I was very personally back then I was a really shy guy, but with this song I know,
what,
crazy,
I cannot imagine you being shy.
But back when honestly when this song came on, I didn't care, I just ran out there, just started going crazy, just get super into it.
I just remember freshman year homecoming, the song playing. And the DJ was horrible, so his transitions were just really bad. And this song came on, and just everybody, just remember the freaking?
Yeah. That's an understatement, honestly.
Yeah.
People would go crazy. People would go crazy. Like, your mom should be here to watch you if you're dancing.
I know. I know. Who is your mother?
Exactly.
Yeah, I know.
Crazy.
I know. I just remember, like, people were literally like having sex on the dance floor.
Yeah, it's kind of disturbing.
It was.
Yeah, the way girls would fly in there. I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, Lil Jon, formerly known as Jonathan Smith, was born January 17th, 1971, born and raised in Georgia. So again, another Atlanta artist that really...
That's really weird. He's older than my mom.
Thanks for that fact.
I'm just saying it's weird. But, he's old and he's doing all this music.
He went from being in the music to going behind the music. Now, I feel he's more of a producer. He finds talent.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely has a knack for making incredible, catchy songs. And I think one thing that really made Lil Jon was when he would, you know, do that signature sound where he would yell, yeah.
You know when people start doing that?
Oh, man.
But, wait, what was it? Okay. What? Do you remember when people used to do that?
Well, that was him.
And that was at school. Like, remember people would like just scream, yeah. And then the next person, whoever that random person would be, they'd be like, what? And then another person, okay.
Yeah, oh, man. But, yeah, that was him. He completely embodied and took that and made it his own, honestly. But, so he actually originally started working as a DJ for Atlanta nightclubs.
Really?
Before he actually became an artist.
Interesting.
And then he started working for So So Def Recordings between 1993 and 2000. And once he took the stage name Lil Wayne, he actually formed a musical group, which also was big back. But back then, it was called Lil Jon and the East Side Boys. And the East Side Boys included hyphy men and rappers. I'm telling you,
hyphy.
This is when hyphy was the thing, going hyphy and going crunk and all that. But anyways,
I came home saying that one day. I came home saying it. I'm like, Mom, we're going to go get hyphy. And she goes, don't ever say that again.
But yeah, I mean, honestly, this man made a movement, and what a movement it was. So he had the East Side Boys included Big Sam and Lil Bo, and together they made so many good songs. Like, honestly, one of the main ones was Get Low. You remember Get Low?
Get Low.
A complete club song. Just as soon as you hear it, you just get super into it.
You get super low.
Yeah, exactly. You just get low. But the group signed to the Atlanta-based Mirror Image Records and were distributed by Ichiban Records. And in 1997, Lil Jon and the East Side Boys debuted with Get Crunk, Who You With, the album. And this album included singles such as Who You With and Shawty Freak a Little Something.
Shawty Freak a Little Something.
But both singles charted on the Billboard's Hot R&B/Hip-Hop Songs, and they charted at number 70 and 62, respectively. In 2000, Lil Jon took part in starting up his own label, BME Records, and signed a distribution agreement with Norcross, Georgia-based Southern Music Distribution. There, he released his breakthrough album titled We Still Crunk. I'm telling you, this man was just super involved in the crunk and hyphy.
Crunk and hyphy movement.
Exactly. And among these tracks on that project was the hit single I Like Those Girls, which reached number 55 on the R&B chart and number 3 on the Hot Rap Tracks chart. Lil Jon, interesting fact, married Nicole Smith in 2004.
What?
And they have a son named Nathan, who was born in 1998.
Seriously?
Yeah, right?
I had no idea.
That is the most interesting couple I think ever.
Okay, that's just... didn't she pass away?
No.
Oh, I thought she did. No. I'm thinking of someone else.
But anyways, this man just completely just, man, changed the game with this song, I'm telling you. If honestly, till this day, I still get super into this song, and the video was super animated, you know. He really focused on crunk. He had a cup that said crunk on it, and there were just incredible, immense amount of bright colors in the music video, and just makes you want to get super into it. And having a Bay Area artist like E-40 in the song really made me connect to the song more, because it just was so meaningful having a song of this caliber and just having it get as big as it did. Having a Bay Area artist on the track just really, really, really something.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree, yeah. And I just want to remind everybody that they're listening to radio.dominican.edu. And this is Smash Beats on Penguin Radio with Smooth and Blitz. So that was a great... We're reaching our second hour. It's 1:01 right now. And we're going to keep going for the next hour. So listen in. And I am going to be playing our next song. And you're going to like this one.
All right, let's hear it. I mean, the first song was...
First song I played.
Yeah.
Shake It was
what you started off strong with, Whatever You Like, I'm gonna be honest, and you know, with Shake It, you kind of
you shook me up a little bit. Oh, man, darn it.
You lost me, but you held on by one finger.
Okay,
you got to pull me back up.
Okay, I'm gonna pull you back up
because I'm hitting you with all the real hits with, you know.
You're going
crank,
all crunk.
Crank that.
You're going all crunk, you know, on me. I'm going on like all different kinds of genres, and you're just sticking with one. So
because Crank That and Snap Your Fingers are two different. Because Crank That has, you know, that dancey feel to
They're
it.
They're both wearing tall tees. All
right.
Okay. Yeah. Exactly. Nothing to say to that. All right. So my next song, Smack That, by Akon. And I'll tell you a little bit more after. So here we go. Smack That by Akon, featuring Eminem.
Slim Shady, I see the one. Could she be that lady? I feel you creeping, I can see it from my shadow. Wanna jump up in my Lamborghini Gallardo? Maybe go to my place and just kick it like Tybo. And possibly bend you over. Look back and watch me smack that hat all on the floor. Smack that hat, give me some more. Smack that hat till you get sore. Smack that. Style ready to attack now. Pulling the parking lot slow with the lockdown. Convicts got the whole thing packed now. Step in the club, the wardrobe intact now. I feel it on and crack now. Ooh, I see it's all at back now. I'ma call them, then I put the mat down. Money no problem, pocket full of that now. I feel you creeping, I can see it from my shadow. Wanna jump up in my Lamborghini Gallardo. Maybe go to my place and just kick it like Tybo. Bend you over, look back and watch me smack that hat all on the floor. Smack that hat, give me some more. Smack that hat till you get sore. Smack that hat, oh. Smack that hat all on the floor. Smack that hat, give me some more. Smack that hat till you get sore. Smack that hat, oh.
Oh, looks like another club banger. They better hang on when they throw this thing on. Get a little drink on, they gon' flip for the sake on. You can bank on it. Kitty cat claws, the way she climbs up and down them poles. Looking like one of them pretty cat dolls. Trying to hold my back through my drawers. Steps off stage, didn't think I saw. Creeps up behind me and she's like, yeah. I'm like, I know, let's cut to the chase. No time to waste, back to my place. Rush from the club to the cribs like a mile away. But more like a palace, shall I say. And plus I got a pal if your gal is game. In fact, he's the one singing the song that's playing.
Hey, girl! I feel you creeping, I can see it from my shadow. My shadow. Wanna jump up in my Lamborghini Gallardo. Maybe go to my place and just kick it like Tybo. And possibly bend you over. Look back and watch me smack that hat all on the floor. Smack that hat, give me some more. Smack that hat till you get sore. Smack that hat, oh. Smack that hat all on the floor. Smack that hat, give me some more. Smack that hat till you get sore. Smack that hat, oh. Eminem's rolling, D&M rolling. Marvelous, and them rolling women just big booty rolling. Soon I'll be all in them and throwing D, hitting no less than three. Block real style like we. Girl, I can tell you want me, cause lately I feel you creeping, I can see it from my shadow. Wanna jump up in my Lamborghini Gallardo. Maybe go to my place and just kick it like Tybo. And possibly bend you over. Look back and me smack that hat all on the floor. Smack that hat, give me some more. Smack that hat till you get sore. Smack that hat, oh. Smack that hat all on the floor. Smack that hat, give
that was Smack That. That's such a good song. What do you think, Smooth?
Well, okay. You reeled me back in. Did you reeled me back in.
I reeled? Okay, good.
A little bit. This song reminds me of, oh man.
So many things.
Well, first of all, let's say the song is kind of not appropriate.
I'm sorry.
I'm not hating on your song. I'm not hating on it because I did listen to it. I'm just...
Yeah.
But no, it's an interesting song. But honestly, the biggest memory I have of this song is just it blew up so fast and so quick, and to the magnitude it did, it just really... got annoying after a while.
Yeah, it did. You know, I listened to the song so much, and actually I remember my mom and I dancing to this song. Isn't that weird that I would dance with my mom at the song?
You danced
to the song with my mom.
Wow.
I know. Yeah, so she's pretty cool. And Akon was born in St. Louis, Missouri, but grew up in Dakar, Senegal. And
really? Mm-hmm. Senegal.
Thank you, Senegal. Before having a music career, he had been imprisoned for various offenses.
So he likes to get in trouble with the law.
Apparently. And he can speak fluent French.
Really? That's quite interesting.
That's sexy.
What? Thanks, Blitz.
No problem. Akon has produced music for a Sonic and Hedgehog game. The Sonic the Hedgehog game.
Really? That's random.
I know, super random. And he appeared in Poppin' Tags, an episode of television crime show CSI, performing Snitch alongside Obie Trice.
I can't picture him. He acted?
He acted.
I can't picture him being an actor.
Yep, he acted. Yep. And so, anyways, right now he is 40 years old, and... he has since founded two successful record labels, Convict Music and Con Live Distribution. His second album, Convict, received 3 nominations for the Grammy Awards in 2 categories: Best Contemporary R&B Album for the Convicted album, Best Rap Sung Collaboration for Smack That and I Wanna Love You. He is the first solo artist to hold both the number 1 and 2 spot. Systematically and on the Billboard Hot 100 chart twice. Akon has had 4 certified as 3-time platinum albums, 3 songs certified as 2-time platinum albums, and more than 10 songs certified as 1-time platinum album. So he's gotten his stuff out there. He has.
He has had I wouldn't necessarily call him a one-hit wonder.
He's had a lot of different songs out.
But he has kind of faded a little bit.
Yeah, you know, I haven't seen any of his new stuff recently. But I mean, usually those artists like actually come around after, like they'll go dark for a few years and then they'll come back and have like this another great hit, or they just won't come back at all. Either way.
Yeah, and he hasn't been around for a while, actually. I mean, honestly, the last time I hear him coming out in a song that's actually his was probably around, like, high school, like, freshman, sophomore year.
I'm going to be playing another song by him in a few minutes, so I can listen to that more. I have more information about him.
Oh, okay. Okay. Let's hear it.
Well, no, I'm not going to do it right now. It's your turn.
Oh.
You have to try to top that.
Oh, my God. I'm about to top that. Well, all right, I'm going to stray off a little bit and give you a little different sound, because this song, I mean, I feel like it wasn't as big for a lot of people, but I don't know why. This song, I loved it so much. I was honestly obsessed with this song. It was by Ludacris.
Luda.
Who is a great, great.
I don't know how he talks so fast.
He's a genius. Honestly, he really is. He's one of those ultimate winning men. Like, everything he does is just winning.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. And, I mean, when Eminem and him get together, oh, my gosh.
Both of them make great music.
I know.
But, Yeah, so I'm gonna be playing the song Number One Spot.
Oh.
Which is definitely, like I said, it's got a different sound to it. I honestly feel like not a lot of people like this song or were into this song as much, but I loved it. So I'm gonna go ahead and play that for you guys. Here it is, Number One Spot by Ludacris.
Let's hear
You're
it.
You're listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.
Back again. Luda. Feel this. Gets meaner and meaner each time, baby. Feeling real good, too. Holla at him. What up, Uncle Face? I'm never going nowhere, so don't try me. My music sticks in fans' veins like an ivy. Flows poison like ivy. Oh, they grimy. Already offers on my sixth album for labels trying to sign me. Respected highly. Hi, Mr. O'Reilly. Hope all is well. Kiss the plaintiff and the wifey. Drove through the window. The industry supersized me. Now the girls see me in the rivers. What they cry me. I'm on the rise. So many people despise me. Got party ammunition for those trying to surprise me. It's a celebration and everyone should invite me. Roll with the crew or meet the bottom of our Nikes. Exploring like Dora, these swipers can't wipe me. My whole aura so mean in my white tee. Nobody light-skinned repping harder than Ice-T. You disagree, take the Tyson approach and fight me. Whoa, don't slip up or get cut.
Why not, man?
I'm coming for that number one spot. Rappers swearing they own tongue. But I'm coming for they number one spot.
All right, man.
Scheme, scheme, plot, plot.
Say what?
I'm coming for that number one spot.
Hey.
Keep it going, it won't stop.
What you doing, man?
I'm coming for that number one spot.
Yes, indeed. Ludacris, I'm hotter than Nevada. Ready to break the steering column on your Impala. If I get caught, bail out Popo, I tell him holla. In court, I never show up like Austin Powers, Faja. Father, father, and hey, I love gold. But can buy anything I want from the records I've sold. Jacuzzi hot, Cristal is so cold. Neighbors catch contact from the that I've rolled. A pig and a blank and a smoke and a pancake. Drop albums nonstop once a year for my fans' sake. I'll crush mics until my hand breaks. Then shag now and shag later till these women can't stand straight. The Ludamaster got them feeling so randy. I'm double XL, so I call them my eye candy. Brush my shoulder and I pop my collar, cause I'm worth a million, gazillion, fulfillion dollars.
Whoa, don't slip up or get cut.
Why not, man?
I'm coming for that number one spot.
All right.
Rappers swearing they own tongue. But I'm coming for they number one spot. Scheme, scheme, plot, plot.
Say what?
I'm coming for that number one spot.
Hey.
Keep it going, it won't stop.
What you doing, man?
I'm coming for that number one spot.
Causing lyrical disasters, it's the master. Make music for mini me's, models, and fats. These women trying to get me out my pelly pelly. They strip off my clothes and tell me, get in my belly. Stay on the track, hit the ground running like Flojo. Sit back in time and I never lost my mojo. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Ludacris sent down to take over the whole world.
What up?
Hey, shawty, what it is?
What up?
Hey, shawty, what it is?
What up?
Hey, shawty, what it is?
Lil' buddy, what you on?
Some violent. Two-stepping laid back, still wildin'.
What up?
Hey, baby, I got the potion. Take a sip of this and put your back in motion.
Lil' buddy, what you on?
Some violent. Two-stepping laid back, still wildin'.
What up?
Hey, baby, I got the potion. Take a sip of this and put your back in motion.
Man, I'm like a needle in a haystack. So face back, back to the drawing board. Connect that, but can't trace that. Matter of fact, erase that. Cause on this fake track, get your face slapped. And I'm straight, so don't taste that. Try something different, so listen. Speaking about what hip-hop is missing.
So that was Number One Spot by Ludacris. And actually, obviously, you guys noticed at the end, it kind of switched the beat, kind of sounded like a different song. That's kind of why, because it was. Ludacris, I decided to play the song that he plays in his music video, just kind of because it gives the complete kind of conclusion or, I mean, analysis of the whole song, because when he did the music video, he incorporated his other song, The Potion, which is what you heard in that second half of that song.
And that song is actually in Step Up, and they do this like amazing dance to it because of the beat and how legit the beat is. They do amazing dance. So I was like, man, that's where that song came from, because I didn't know. And then you just played it, and I was like, gosh, it was ludicrous.
So, yeah, he decided to incorporate the song to kind of conclude that music video, and that lasted for approximately 45 seconds. And I thought that was kind of cool. Going back to the music video, I really like the music video. I think that's why I like this song so much, was because when he did this song, or did the song and decided to do the music video for it, he kind of incorporated, because this was around the time that Austin Powers Gold Members, the movie, came out.
That's so funny.
Yeah, so he kind of decided to incorporate that into his song and music video. So this song, the music video revolves around that. So he's so Gold Member obviously is one of the characters in the movie, and he kind of goes off of that, and everything in the music video is about gold, and he even raps about it. So he also uses, you know, the characters from the from that movie, like Gold Member, Austin Powers, Fat Bad Word, and Dr. Evil.
Fat Bad Word.
Well, I mean, I can't say it.
I know. It's so funny how you said it.
Some information about this song. So it was the second single from his 2004 album titled The Red Light District. I actually bought this this album, and I enjoyed it. I loved it. You know, the songs like The Potion, this song, Get Back, all those great songs. So this song heavily samples Soul Bossa Nova by Quincy Jones, which was used as the theme song in the Austin Powers film series. Mm-hmm. Austin Powers references play major parts in the video, music video, as I mentioned earlier. And actually, in the song's first verse, Ludacris says, "Respected highly, hi, Mr. O'Reilly. Hope all is well. Kiss the plaintiff and the wifey." This is a controversial line that is used in the song as an answer to the commentator Bill O'Reilly's accusations that Ludacris is helping to ruin America during a 2002 Pepsi commercial.
Really?
Yes.
My dog's middle name is O'Reilly.
So the line also points out O'Reilly's sexual harassment problems during a 2004 sex scandal that involved inappropriate phone conversations, to which Ludacris viewed as hypocrisy on his behalf.
So I guess I have to change his middle name.
Yeah, so I thought it was interesting that he kind of, see, this is how I know an artist is honestly at the top of their game, when they can use news that's happening around them, involving them, and kind of target it and just use it in their music. You know, this whole thing was happening, and just the fact that he used it in the song to kind of, and that's why I think rappers are so clever, because they use rhymes to kind of be poetic, and I know people don't see it as
poetry. You know, on the other side of things, there's some rappers that just don't, they just kind of go off what's their mind. So like the good rappers, they actually are poetic, but I have to say, like, you know, good cop, bad cop, there's some rappers that don't do that.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying, but I'm you know, favoring Ludacris because he can do that. That's why I'm saying he's a great artist. That's great,
but I'm just saying, like, some rappers, they just rap about
money and
big
women
booty,
and,
you know,
yeah,
what
success and yeah exactly. Yeah, perfect example of that was someone I used earlier, Soulja Boy.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, he just talks about a bunch of random
Superman
Superman and people and
Superman and yeah. No,
but going back to the song, yeah, I just I love when people kind of use that as kind of to, they use their music to speak for them, you know, they kind of take little jabs at people, and not in, I guess sometimes they use it to insult people, but other times, you know, it's just to kind of, you know, have their music and poetry speak for them, and I think that's great. So this song reached number 19 on the US Hot 100 chart and number 30 in UK. So this song was a song that made it overseas to become an international song. This song, number one spot, was nominated for Best Rap Solo Performance at the Grammy Awards of 2006, But unfortunately, it lost to an even greater artist, Kanye West, which his song was Gold Digger. And I, not today, but later on, I will be talking about Kanye West because he is amazing. So
all the stuff that's happening with him and Kardashian right now, I just, I can't deal with it.
It's amazing. It provides for great media. And I know sometimes it's very...
stupid.
Yes, and very...
retarded.
Yeah. Ignorant.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, I just think it's just... honestly, it's so much publicity, and it's, like, good for, you know, publicity.
Which is what they want, but ultimately.
It's what they want, but it's just, like, so much drama. I'm like, just why... I mean, everybody has got their drama, but why do you have to, you know, go and... put it everywhere. You know what I mean? Like, it's not needed. No one wants to know about why Lamar and his wife are, you know, divorcing, but really they're not divorcing. And then what about Kardashian's mom? They're not, like, some people are like, oh, they're separated, and some people are like, I mean, it's just like, no one cares, like, you know what I mean? But then again, people really do care, and they still watch their show and stuff. Yeah. So
well, that's a conversation for another day. We'll save that for our segment later. But yeah, definitely a good point brought up there. So I talked a little bit about the song. Now I want to talk about Ludacris as an artist. His original name, Christopher Brian Bridges, born September 11th, 9/11, which is kind of weird, in 1977. He's an actor as well, a rapper, entrepreneur. So along with his manager, Chaka Zulu, Ludacris is a co-founder of the company Disturbing the Peace, an imprint distributed by Def Jam Records. Def Jam Records, a very successful record label. Mm-hmm. So Ludacris has won Screen Actors Guild, Critics' Choice, MTV, and 3 Grammy Awards during his career, and honestly still has so much to look forward to. And something interesting, like I said about Lil Jon, Ludacris also started out as a DJ.
Oh, so they both did.
Yeah. So Ludacris was one of the first most influential Dirty South artists to achieve mainstream success. He was born in Champaign, Illinois, but moved to Atlanta, Georgia. Again, going back to the Atlanta base of music. I honestly think that was the mecca of this time era. And at age 9, he began rapping. After a brief stint as a disc jockey, a DJ, he released his debut album, Back for the First Time, in 2000, which contained the singles Southern Hospitality and What's Your Fantasy. And What's Your Fantasy is honestly the song that took him off and kickstarted his career, because that song just skyrocketed. Mm-hmm. And it's a very interesting song. It's got a lot of sexual references. But hey, nonetheless, that's what media loves, and that's what people are attracted to, whether they like it or not. That's what people are inclined to listen to.
Whether they think so or not.
Yeah, they're inclined to listen to it. And whether they even realize it or not, the artist might implement a subliminal message talking about sex, and they don't even realize it until they really break down and look at the lyrics and listen to what they're saying.
That happens to me so much. I'll like be listening to a song and I'll know every word to it, but I never actually think about what it's saying. And so like I'll get in the car, put my radio on, my mom will be in the car, and I'll know every word, and she's like, are you actually listening to what they are saying, or are you just like know the words? So I mean, there's definitely a lot of innuendos.
Yeah, exactly. And in 2001 he released Word of Mouth, followed by Chicken and Beer in 2003, he took
See, he even looks country.
No, not at all. Actually, if you look at the record label, it's literally Chicken and Beer, and he has an afro. So, not country at all. So, with his next three albums, he took a more serious approach. In 2004, he released The Red Light District, which included this song, number one spot, which I purchased. And I also purchased Release Therapy in 2006. And later in 2008, he released Theater of Mind. His latest record, Battle of the Sexes, was released in 2010. And as an actor, he appeared in films including Too Fast, Too Furious in 2003, Crash in 2004, Gamer in 2009, Fast Five and Fast, Fear and Furious 6 in 2011 and 2013, respectively.
Wow.
So, like I
said, that's like a lot.
Yeah, a very, very respected artist and now actor.
That's just a lot.
Honestly, I could talk about this man for days.
Yeah, I know. That's insane.
He's definitely got a knack for making hits, just like as the other, well, not Soulja Boy as much, but
yeah, Soulja Boy. They're just like one hit the popular, wonder. Yeah, the one hit wonder, and then there's like the popular, like Eminem has never left. Literally, Vanilla Ice, they have a show about him now, about Vanilla Ice's life. Yeah. And I actually clicked on it the other day, and I was just like, man, that guy, like, went dark forever, and then now he's having a show, and then, you know, yo, Vanilla. You know, it's like kind of like the classics of this. So, anyways, is that it?
Yeah. I want to throw it back to you.
Throw it back to me? Yes. My turn? All right, so I'm going to keep on going with your liking of my songs, except for Metro Station. I'm going to be playing Shut Up and Drive by Rihanna. And, you know, it was crazy how she turned. I mean, she went from this, like, super, I mean, she's still pretty, but, I mean, she went from this, like, super pretty girl, long hair, doing, like, clean music, and then she just totally, like.
Yeah, honestly, with, man, she was gorgeous when she was, you know, on that.
Yeah, the long hair and yeah.
And I'm going to be honest, and I really feel like society and media just really got to her because mm-hmm. that's when she kind of rebelled, started coming out with more provocative music. Back when she started and she had that long hair, you know, and she was going down that kind of path, mm-hmm. she seemed like the innocent girl.
Yeah.
And
I mean, look at, but you know, it happens to everyone. Look at Beyonce. I mean, Beyonce went from, like, you know, doing her, you know, little shows, and now she's, you know, wearing, like, cat suits and, you know, doing Single Ladies, which I know you love. And also, you know, like, look at Rihanna. Her hair was really, really long, pretty, you know, like, and then all of a sudden she started wearing, like, no clothes, and her hair got really short, and she started wearing, like, all these crazy, like, things and then look at Miley Cyrus. I mean, Miley Cyrus.
You beat me to it.
Yeah,
I was about to say that.
Miley Cyrus,
honestly, the perfect example of that.
Yeah, and you know, it's just crazy how publicity works. I mean, I don't mean to keep going back to the Kardashians, but you know, Kim Kardashian got famous from a sex tape. Like that's how she got famous. And I'm just like, really? Like, what? Anybody could do that, and that's the reason why she got famous. I mean. It's just the crazy thing. And now she's doing like clothing lines and she has so millions and millions and millions of dollars. And it's just, it's crazy how fame and fortune and just everything gets to people's heads.
It really does. Yeah. I mean, media's got a way of changing people. And I honestly feel like if people want to stay relevant, they have to do these kinds of things as artists.
Mm-hmm.
People will be more inclined to listen to their music if they're following that, you know, image that kind of people not necessarily, and I feel like people won't admit it, but they look up to it. Honestly, mm-hmm. they really do. And whether or not they realize it, they do. And it's, I honestly don't think it's the right message, but.
Yeah, you know, Kim Kardashian's net worth is $40 million. And I mean, that's just $40 million. And she made a sex tape. Like, it is just, like, crazy. They, like, pick the, like, society picks people to you know, become famous. Like, literally, like, once somebody, you know, because it's her being, you know, her big booty and then having, you know, like, just, she's really pretty. She's a really pretty lady. And I shouldn't say lady. She's a really pretty person. And, you know, and then suddenly her whole family got famous because of Lamar and Chloe. Like, it's just, it's like the craziest, thing. I mean, like, I guess I just think about the more important things in life. Like, you know, what if somebody, you know, if like George Clooney, he got famous because he's a really good actor. But for the people who get famous for this stupid stuff, it blows my mind.
And another, even, you know, extending that, honestly, people are getting famous off like the littlest things. Like, for example, on those whole Vine videos with Terrio and you know, the whole, ooh, kill him. Everybody, mm-hmm. honestly, that's a crazy. And this man is literally, I saw a picture of him taking a picture with LeBron James and Dwayne Wade, two ultimate superstars. And now they're, and he literally made a Vine video of him just dancing. And now he's here with A-list celebrities mm-hmm. taking pictures. And it's just crazy how media blows people up just because one thing is interesting.
Yeah. And then I think that, you know, the people that really do keep their stuff secret, for example, you know, like last week, Enrique Iglesias, he keeps his stuff private. He keeps his life private because, you know, if you let people get to you, I mean, people will just run your life. I mean, and a lot of times it runs it into the ground. I mean, even though publicity likes how Miley Cyrus is acting right now, she's going to look back on this and be like, wow, you know, when she has kids, if she has kids, or with, you know, the 60,000 people that she has kids with or whoever else, because she seems like she's, you know, going down that road. I just think that she's just, you know, it's not publicity likes it because it's stupid rather than it being like something that's actually meaningful, you know?
That comment you made with Miley Cyrus, I'm going to have to go and disagree with that because I really don't think she's that type of girl. Again, going back to it, I just feel like media really makes them act this way. Honestly, with the whole twerking phase, how many people are twerking now? And it's literally something retarded. It's so stupid. And just because people want to be relevant and want to be noticed and want to be, you know, popular.
And it's just because one famous person does it. You know what I mean? It's just, it's, I mean, I don't really have words. I mean, I keep saying it's, but, you know, it's crazy how, you know, who started the twerking thing?
Honestly, I really don't know. But it's just, it takes off. Like, if multiple people started it, you know, like, if like somebody like the Illuminati just started it, you mm-hmm. know, I mean,
yeah,
if you,
I mean,
believe
you just
in
don't,
the Illuminati,
yeah, yeah, exactly. I looked it up and it, like, every single famous person that I know, I mean, a lot of people that you never would think would be in the Illuminati is in the Illuminati, and I didn't even know what it was, but I looked it up. It's pretty scary stuff. But, you know, Miley Cyrus, you know, she started off as this, like, really, you know, great little girl who, you know, was a really good actor. And, you know, I will admit, when I was younger, I did listen to her stuff. And, you know, Miley Cyrus's net worth now is $150 million. And it's just, it's crazy. And she's still getting the money, and she's still getting, even after she's having this, like, midlife crisis. So, I mean, I just, you know, it's amazing. It's
yeah,
crazy.
It's just, and I mean, and again, I really don't, I think when she steps out, or people like her who step out and really do these things, it's almost like a show. It's like a stage, you know? I really don't think that half of these people are really like that. Like, for example, Miley Cyrus, she looks like she's a well-rounded girl, but when it comes to being in front of a crowd and being in front of people, she, you know, she has to change, you know? And I feel like the reason why people are looking down on her so much really is the reason that everyone saw her as America's little girl, because she was so innocent, and we saw her as a child with the show Hannah Montana, and it was a children's appealing kind of show. And, you know, and I mean, we saw it with Justin Bieber as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we saw him, he got famous off YouTube, and yeah. Now,
and, you know, Usher was the one who founded him. And, you know, it's just crazy how now, like, you know, Usher's, you know, such a great person from what I see. And to have somebody who's peeing in a bucket or just doing, you know, now his whole body's tattooed and out of nowhere. And it's just whack. It's just
and
really whack.
Let me say that all his tattoos are completely pointless. He has Selena Gomez's face on him tattooed. Yeah. Like, who does that? He has an owl tattooed on him. What is that? Like, I really don't understand. Like, honestly, I feel like the reason why people are like this is because the money gets to them. They have all this mm-hmm. money at their disposal and no one to really, and I feel like in a sense they don't want someone to really manage their money.
And being controversial is what we value.
Yes. It just gives, honestly, it gives people meaning to their life.
Yeah, and, you know, being outrageous and being, you know, standing out and everything else, it just, you know, it equals money. that's all it is in the end. I mean, you know, I was just, you know, doing more research, and rapper DMX was arrested in South Carolina and was held for 3 hours for possession a car, and he had the wrong insurance, and his license was suspended, and you know, it was just, I mean, everybody's getting in trouble, but you know, everybody likes to hear this stuff.
It just gives meaning to our lives, or to people who cares lives.
Yeah,
because so. These are the kind of people we look up to, honestly. It really is, whether or not we like it, these are the people we look up to, because they're in TV all the time, they're in the media all the time, you know. And these people that make money, and we look up to them because they are successful. They made something of their lives.
And, you know, Justin Bieber became super popular super fast because, you know, like it or hate it, he has a voice. Now, does he look like a girl? Absolutely. But, you know, he has tattoos all over his body. That doesn't mean tattoos are weird and, like, wrong. It just means that, you know, it's trying to show this image that, you know, he's trying to be this super cool kid, and so he decides to get tattoos on his neck and all over his body. And, you know, I mean I know tons of people who are super cool who have tattoos, but the image that he's trying to show to everybody is just, hey, I'm this really cool guy who got this girl tattooed on my arm, like, you know. And it's showing for the media, for the money.
And I really just, I mean, the only thing that I don't have a problem with them doing what they're doing. The only thing I really have a problem with is the fact that they're portraying themselves this way, and they don't really realize what they were to people before they decided to rebel.
Mm-hmm.
For example, Justin Bieber, the perfect example, and I hate to keep going back to these people, but they are literally the perfect example of this. Miley Cyrus and Justin Bieber were both idols to children. You know, they were the young people that they could relate to, and, you know, oh, they're my age and they have these amazing voices, why can't I do it, you know? And it just sends a message that once they hit this certain age, they're going to become this way. They're going to rebel. They're going to want to get these tattoos. They're going to want to cut their whole head off. You know, they're going to want to dance this certain way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just really sending the wrong message.
Yeah, and I totally agree. Well, we got kind of off on this rant, but I want to go back to our music, even though this is very relevant, you know. And my next song is going to be Shut Up and Drive by Rihanna, which you also enjoy that song. And I just remember driving to the song again. I'm driving. I know I keep saying this. But my first car was a 65 Mustang, and my dad bought it for me. And I, you know, my mom was about to kill him because no airbags, no this, no that. But I remember I saw this car in this video, and I just felt like so cool when the song came out. So here's Shut Up and Drive by Rihanna. Enjoy.
Sun of my hood, you keep saying that you will, boy, I wish you Shut up and drive. Shut up. A sure shot, and if I'm married, oh boy, I'm sorry, I ain't need to worry, so step inside. Shut up and drive.
And that was Shut Up and Drive by Rihanna. And before we learn a little bit more about Rihanna, I wanted to inform you a little bit more about our school. So we can go ahead and go with this.
By Penguin Radio. Did you know that Dominican University is 12 miles from San Francisco and is on 80 wooded acres with 220 species of trees, including redwoods, dogwoods, coast live oaks, and bay trees? Did You Know is brought to you by the DJs of Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.
And that was a little bit about our school, DU Did You Know, and we're going to be playing those throughout our shows, a little bit about our school. So Rihanna, that was a song by Rihanna, Shut Up and Drive, so smooth. What do you think?
Well, this song just really makes me think of, honestly, what the song is titled as, you know, just kind of, if you're, this song reminds, or makes me think of, if I'm ever in a bad mood, honestly, this is what I would do, just not
shut
say
up
anything
and drive.
And just drive, just go out and just, you know, really release all emotions and just tension, you know?
Mm-hmm. And driving fast does that, but
it's very illegal.
It's very illegal. Don't do that. But it, you know, that it just makes you feel, I felt like I was in a music video and the song was going on.
Yeah. During this time period, she made some hits,
mm-hmm.
some great music she made. Under other songs include Umbrella. Well, honestly, that I feel like
and
that's
my Umbrella. Ella. Who did she do that song with?
It was just her.
It was just her?
Yeah.
But she did it with somebody else.
No, she, man, that song really completely rocket shipped her career and really made her what she is today. I honestly think. And she had Disturbia.
And she's so young. She's 25.
Really?
Yeah, she's only 25.
She looks a lot older.
I know, she does. I mean, I think maybe she just kind of brings herself like that. You know what I mean?
And also, yeah, she's got some hits. She's got Disturbia. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you like Disturbia.
Yeah, I heard that.
I really like the music video to that. It's really interesting, you know? I watch the whole music video and it's... She's got this interesting feel. This just like kind of crazy. Like it reminds me of Halloween. Just kind of evil, crazy, different kinds of stuff.
Yeah. That video is really, really cool. And Robin Rihanna Fenty. That's her real name. So
Rihanna's actually her real name. Part of her real name.
Yeah, it's part of her real name. Her first name is Robin, and it's actually spelled the same way my mom's middle name is spelled with a Y. And Robin Rihanna Fenty, and she was born February 20th, 1988. And like I said before, she's 25. She's known by her stage name Rihanna, obviously. Is a Britney record artist, actress, and fashion designer. So she does fashion, so that's really cool because I have actually never seen her line before. But she was born in St. Michael, Barbados. How cool is that?
That's really cool.
Yeah, that's super awesome. And her career began when she met record producer Evan Rogers through mutual friends in late 2003 and recorded demo tapes under Rogers' guidance. Her demo tape was sent to several record labels, and she was subsequently signed a contract with Def Jam. And after auditioning for its president, rapper Jay-Z, gotta love Jay-Z.
Jay-Z's the man.
Jay-Z. Rihanna debuted the second studio album, Music of the Sun, in 2005, A Girl Like Me, 2006, and peaked in the top 10 on the Billboard's 200 chart during that time. So both albums spawned the Billboard Hot 100 top two hit singles, Pawn to Replay. Awesome. Awesome. That was awesome. And her first Hot 100 ones, SOS. Do you remember that song? Oh, man, that was like in the same time period as this.
Pawn to Replay and SOS are both of the songs that remind me of her with long hair.
Yeah.
She seemed really innocent back then.
Yeah, she was. I totally have to agree with that. But, you know, you remember that whole thing with Chris Brown and Rihanna?
How could I not remember that?
There's another stupid publicity thing that, like, never left, and it kind of killed his career, to be honest.
Chris Brown's career?
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. I honestly have to completely disagree with that.
Well, I think a lot of people, after learning about that, stopped listening to him, counting myself. I mean, he has good music, but, I mean, just the fact that he did that to her, I think, you know, he's still out there making music and stuff, but I feel like it killed his career a little bit with that action.
It did, but I feel like people have gotten over it and forgotten, because I feel like he still makes hits that everyone listens to, like, for example, Love More with Nicki Minaj. Who hasn't Don't heard that me. Song who hasn't heard that song
what
have
song?
You heard that song?
What song?
Love More.
No,
by Chris Brown or Nicki Minaj.
Oh yeah. I did an instrumental for a class with that, their instrumental beat. Okay. To that song.
Exactly. I honestly, he's like another, like T.I. I mean, obviously, this is on a worse scale because he hit a woman and basically beat her, which is not acceptable.
And he got a whole bunch of pictures of him naked all over the internet after that happened.
Actually, I know that. Yeah. He's been definitely. And now, right now, he went to jail and has recently checked into a rehab for anger management.
Yeah.
But honestly, I feel like that whole beating scenario really made him way more relevant. And honestly, I feel like, again, going back to everything with the artists and celebrities, I feel like anything, whether it be positive or negative, more likely so negative, makes them more popular.
Yeah, and it exactly. And it just proves that there's such thing as bad publicity. And even though it, you know, it's bad publicity, but it's good publicity because they get money. I mean, they get popular. You know, people want to see more of it. They want to see what happened. You know, all of that. So that was Rihanna, a little bit about her. So what do you have in store for us?
Well,
Smooth.
For my last song, I wanted to play a song by the ever so popular 50 Cent. This man is a winner in every sense of the word. He has turned everything he does into a success. And honestly, yeah.
He's in this new movie that just came out called Last Vegas with Morgan Freeman and Michael Douglas. He's in the movie, so that's another side note.
And he also made his own movie called Get Rich or Die Trying, which is very popular, about his own life and just the struggles he dealt with, which is, man, something to note. He has gone through hell. That man has gone through hell, and the fact that he's turned his life around and became the success he is today. I mean, he made vitamin water famous.
He did.
He has his own flavor.
And he's ripped.
Well, actually, he used to have tattoos, but now he's kind of toned it down a little. He removed his tattoos.
All of them?
most of them. Mm-hmm. And now he's gone, and you know, he's toned down a little. He's not
still
as ripped
anymore.
Still
wears his durag.
Not at all, actually. He's more of an entrepreneur businessman.
Really?
And he,
wow.
Yeah, he's really, you know, established himself as a businessman, and he was actually gonna create a boxing company with Floyd Money Mayweather.
Wow.
But because those guys are, you know, really good friends, but I think last minute Floyd Mayweather pulled out of the deal, and he kind of said, you know what, whatever, I'm gonna make my own. And 50 Cent has his own boxing label now.
That's legit.
He is legit.
That is legit. And you know, I have to say, this next song that you're gonna be playing, because I know what it is one of my favorite songs, and is a total headbanger song. Not like metal headbanger, but just like a cool song.
So I'm gonna play the song, not tell you what it is, but I know you'll recognize it. It's by 50 Cent.
Go, 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 shorty. It's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip a Cardi like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give a fuck, cause that's your birthday. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Mama, I got what you need if you need to fill the buzz. I'm into having sex, I ain't into making love. So come give me a hug if you're into getting rough. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Mama, I got what you need if you need to fill the buzz. I'm into having sex, I ain't into making love. So come give me a hug if you're into getting rough. When I pull up out front, you see the Benz on dub. When I roll 20 deep, it's always drama in the club. Now that I roll with Dre, everybody show me love. When you sell like Eminem, you get plenty of groupie love. Look, homie, ain't nothing changed. Roll down, G's up. I see exhibit in the cutting, man. Roll them up. If you watch how I move, you mistake before I play up here. Been hit with a few, but I don't walk with a limp. In the hood, in the LA, they saying 50, you hot. They like me, I want them to love me like they love pop. But holla in New York, for show, they tell you I'm loco. And the plan is to put the rap game in the choke. Oh, I'm fully focused, man. My money on my mind. Got a meal out the deal, and I'm still in the grind. Now, shorty says she feeling my style, she feeling my flow. A girl from what did they buy, and they ready to go. Find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Mama, I got what you need if you need to fill the buzz. I'm into having sex, I ain't into making love. So come give me a hug if you're into getting rough. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Mama, I got what you need if you need to fill the buzz. I'm into having sex, I ain't into making love. So come give me a hug if you're into getting rough. My flow, my show brought me the dough. That brought me all my fancy things. My crib, my cars, my clothes, my shoes. Look on me, I done came up and I ain't changing. You should love it way more than you hate it. Oh, you mad? I thought that you'd be happy I made it. I'm the cat by the bar, toasting to the good life. Moved out the hood, now you tryna pull me back, right? My joint get the bumping in the club, it's on. I'm with my eyes to chicks, if she smiles, she gone. Hit the roof on fire, man, just let it burn. If they're talking about money, homie, I ain't concerned. I'ma tell you what banks told me, cause go ahead, switch the style up. And if they hate, then let them hate, them watch the money pile up. Or we can go upside the head with a bottle of bug. Come on, they know where we be. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Mama, I got what you need if you need to fill the buzz. I'm into having sex, I ain't into making love. So come give me a hug if you're into getting rough. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Mama, I got what you need if you need to fill the buzz. I'm into having sex, I ain't into making love. So come give me a hug if you're into getting rough.
Don't try to act like you don't know who we be, neither. We in the club all the time, it's a problem, pop on. Shady aftermath.
In the club, if you didn't recognize the song, by 50 Cent.
50 Cent.
What'd you think? Or, I mean, I know what you think, but what does this bring back for you listening to the song?
Oh, what does it bring back? It brings back so much. Just, again, homecoming and going out. Even now, this song is played now. Like, even going out right now, you know, people... Okay, the first thing that comes to mind when this song comes on is I went to the sushi restaurant And you know how it goes, go shouty, it's your birthday. You know how it says that?
Yeah.
Okay, so every single time it's somebody's birthday, we go there. And, you know, I don't celebrate birthdays. But every time we go there, there's somebody's birthday. And they make them stand on a chair. And they turn all the lights on in a sushi place. And they have, like, strobe lights and, like, crazy lights everywhere. And they play that song in a sushi restaurant. And they make them do sake shots.
That's so random.
I know, it's so weird. But, I mean, there's other memories. But go ahead and shoot with yours.
Well, honestly, every time I think of the song, I think of the music video. The music video is so cool. It just makes him look like a complete badass. Like, because in the video, he just shows how ripped he is. This was like when he was rising to prominence. And man, he was completely, like, so yoked. And yoked means super strong. He's super cut, and he's working out and running on the treadmill. Mm-hmm. And man, he's just, yeah.
Isn't he, like, going from a beam, like a beam, and he's doing sit-ups from a beam?
Yeah, he's just doing sit-ups. Like, what?
I know.
It's so crazy. The whole video, he's just showing how yoked he is.
He got ripped for the video.
Well, I don't know. I feel like he's always been ripped. But anyway, going back to his life, Curtis Jackson is his real name. Curtis James Jackson.
Curtis, huh?
The third was born July 6, 1975. He's 38. He was born in South Jamaica, the South Jamaica neighborhood of the borough of Queens, New York City. So again, going back to his life, and I mean, he's really had a very sad one, you know. He began drug dealing at the age of 12 during the 1980s crack epidemic.
Wow.
Yeah. That's and sad. After he ended up leaving the drug dealing in game to pursue his rap career, and he was shot and struck by 9 bullets during an incident in 2000.
Dang.
And somehow, some way, he comes
still
back
alive.
Still alive. And he just, man, comes back, and with a hunger and vengeance that he just wants to humiliate, you know. And again, if you watch Get Rich or Die Trying, it explains all of this, his life story, and he's actually in the movie, which is cool. So he's, you know, portraying his life, but he's acting in the movie. So I mean, in the movie, you know, he gets caught up in this drug business, but once he tries to get out was when the person went after him and actually shot him up, you know, 9 times. And he just...
Jeez, that's crazy.
Yeah, the fact that a human being can take 9 bullets is insane. But, you know, he comes back stronger than ever, just makes music and just completely just takes off. This man's raps were just so raw and so insane, you know.
He's so scary looking.
He is, but I mean, you know, So after releasing his album, Guess Who's Back, in 2002, Jackson was discovered by rapper Eminem and signed to Interscope Records. And with the help of Eminem and Dr. Dre, who produced his first major commercial successes, Jackson became one of the world's highest-selling rappers. In 2003, he founded the record label G-Unit. And, you know, the rest is history. He's just had ultimate success. And, you know, has recently strayed away from music and does more behind the scenes producing and, you know, promoting. And again, like I said, he's an entrepreneur and a true businessman, true professional. And yeah, I mean, true, well-rounded artist, to say the least.
Absolutely. Totally agree. Well, we, unfortunately, those 2 hours went by so fast, but unfortunately, we are out of time, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for listening to our show. We really enjoy being here and talking about our favorite artists. And to leave you, we are listening to radio.dominican.edu. This is Penguin Weight Radio, Smash Beats with Smooth and Blitz. See you next week.